The next coach on the Kent teleconference today is Wisconsin's Gary Anderson. The Badgers are 3-1 overall and ranked number 17 in the AP poll and number 16 in the Amway coaches poll. Wisconsin opens Big Ten play on Saturday at Northwestern, a 2:30 kickoff to appear on ESPN2. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you could give some quick opening comments, we'll open it up for questions.
Okay, very quickly, it was a great win at home again. I thought Melvin was fantastic. Bunch of yards again, played very well, was very physical. It was good to get those points scored, obviously, in the second half. Defensively was solid for the most part the whole game. Did some good things, and we were able to get a good victory. So Northwestern, it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us going on the road. Everybody's informed me quite often it's been a minute or so since Wisconsin's been able to win there, so we're looking forward to go down and play a good game against a very, very good team. And Fitz and his team will be well prepared, and so will the Badgers.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go ahead and take questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Andrew Logue with the Des Moines Register.
Hi, Coach. I wanted to do something on it. It looks like the Big Ten has five teams that are allowing less than 100 yards in rush defense. But in an era when more and more teams throw the football, I wanted to ask you, is rush defense the foundation and the focus that it once was?
It is for us. You know, we believe if you can't stop the run, then you're going to have some major issues. And so it's always a focal point for us, and it has been and will remain that way.
How do you – so is recruiting on the interior of the defensive line, where does that – is that clearly a top priority then in developing and getting the guys who can kind of beef up that middle?
No more so than the wide receiver position or the offensive guards or anybody else. It's recruiting is a priority at every spot. We play the odd front, so we need to find those kids that can play the 4-eye and the kids that can play the zero techniques. So, but I wouldn't say there's more of an emphasis on those kids than there is any other position in recruiting.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, I noticed in your opening statement you said people have been reminding you that it's been a minute since you guys. So, in other words, people are reminding you that it's been a long time?
Yeah. So it's 1999. I didn't know that until I saw it. So the crazy thing is there's another kid on our team that's played at a game in Evanston. So we're looking forward to it, excited about the opportunity. And, you know, it's a Big Ten venue that none of us have been to. So we should look at that as a tremendous opportunity to go play. And we're excited about it. I've seen it on TV a few times, and these kids have done the same.
And I have a Melvin Gordon question for you. He said after the game that he was running angry in the second half. His productivity, does it depend on him, or does it essentially depend on how your offensive line is performing?
I think Melvin's always ready to go. A lot's been made, and you know he made that comment, so obviously he felt that way a little bit, that he maybe had a little bit maybe he was a little more angry. Maybe he had a little more juice, whatever you want to put in the second half. I thought that the productivity could have been very, very close in the first half to the same if we would have had 6 more inches. But we didn't because South Florida did a nice job of tackling, especially at the safety position in the first half. And we just had a little bit bigger creases in the second half, and Melvin was a very physical runner in the second half. But I felt he was in the first half too. So the offensive line has got to give him some creases. And when either one of those two kids get a crease of the right size where they can squirt through there, they're tough to deal with.
Thank you.
You bet.
Your next question comes from the line of Luke Meredith with Associated Press.
Coach, when you looked around, sort of like what the West teams did last weekend, the way Nebraska's looked, and Iowa winning another one on the road, Northwestern beating Penn State, obviously what Minnesota did you get the sense that maybe the West is a little bit better than maybe people were giving credit for a month ago or so?
I don't know how much credit people were giving them, but I always thought it was a good conference and a good side of ARC in the Big Ten, and it will continue to be. But it's proved out to be very good teams. I mean, who would obviously in their right mind walk into a season and not think that Iowa and Minnesota and, you know, Northwestern are going to turn around and put a good product on the field to be a good team? And the same, in my opinion, with Wisconsin. So I can go all the way through the conference. So it's good. I think the records state it. They've won some big games on the road, some big games at home on our side, and it's going to be a very interesting, you know, next 8 weeks, I guess, or 9 weeks as we go through this rest of the season to see who comes out of that side on top.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Gary, you had a lot of linebackers who were first-time starters this season. I wonder if you could just tell us how you think those guys would play, particularly Schobert and Landish.
Well, I think Schobert has done a very good job. He started a few games last year. He's moved to more of a true outside linebacker this point this year. He's played well, good pass rusher, set the edge of the defense well, has made some plays for us and kind of raised some havoc. Derek Landish has been, you know, very, very good. Overall, probably our best defensive performer, if you just put it to after four games, who's, you have to pick one guy who's played the best on the defense, I would say it would have been Derek. He's been aggressive on the other side of the line of scrimmage. He's done what a middle linebacker has to do, from keeping the kids in the right spot and keeping the organization of the defense going. So proud of those young men. I think they've done well. I think Vince Beagle is coming around, too, and moving up his game.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Andy Coppins with Midtown Badger.
Hey, Coach, staying on the defensive side of the ball, how do you assess, you know, Arthur Goldberg and Shaquille Bossy and Alex James and some of their play through the first four games of the season?
Well, if you look at the defensive line as a whole, as low as we are in numbers, it's imperative that we stay healthy and those kids are able to play a lot of snaps, and they've absolutely been able to do that. You know, Goldberg walks into the LSU game and all of a sudden we're down two D tackles. He has to play the whole game. He's never done that before. He did a tremendous job. You know, he hung in there and played like crazy every snap. And so I think Chikwe, Alec, Goldberg have really, for not playing, have done a very, very nice job. Not playing prior to this year, I should say, have done a very nice job of getting better every week. Now, we're far from perfect and we got a long ways to go. Those kids would be the first ones to say that, but they're ahead of where I thought they would be. If you'd have told me we'd been in this spot without Warren, and last week we didn't have Kiefer, you know, and Zags was going to be the only guy with any experience in there, and we'd go into four games and be where we are on defense. I don't know if I'd have bought that, but they've done it, so I'm proud of those kids, and they've got themselves in a good spot.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from Lee Barfnett with Omaha World Herald.
Gary, have you guys figured out when Warren's going to get back on the field?
Yeah, I think we'll get Warren back after the bye after Illinois.
Okay.
That's the plan at this point, so sure hope so. It'd be great to get him back.
Okay. Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Go Badgers.